And we start in 3, 2, 1. Hello, and welcome, you big, bloody, beautiful legend. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a thousand times. बहुत सुना है ब्रो ये गाना. कभी ऐसा रिलेट नहीं हुआ है क्योंकि किसी कोई भी मिस जैक्सन की बेटी को अपन ने हर्ट नहीं किया. अपने को दुनिया ने हर्ट किया है. लाइक ज़्यादा ऐसा देखने जाए ना ब्रो, दुनिया ने हर्ट किया अपने को. लाइक नो बड़ी सी थिंक ऑफ इट दिस वे. रुक जा पहले अपन सेटल हो जाते हैं. सेट माइक टेस्टिंग. ओके इफ यू ऑल आर वंडरिंग व्हाट दी स्पाइक्स आर, दीज आर सपोज टू अब्सॉर्ब साउंड. ओके सो दिस इज लाइक अ साउंड प्रूफिंग काइंड ऑफ सिस्टम बिकॉज यू गाइज आर मदर फकिंग कंप्लेनिंग ऑल द टाइम दैट आई एम फकिंग लाइक दैट. ओके आई कैन हियर दैट देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ बुलशिट गोइंग ऑन इन द बैकग्राउंड. So I got these things and now, okay, firstly, none of y'all are complaining. I feel like that. Y'all have been very nice to me. But yeah, bro, hello, Miss Jackson. Mrs. Jackson, bahut suna hai bro, maine gaana. It was a very nice song. It was a very, very beautiful song. And I enjoy a lot of listening to a lot of the childhood songs he had, man. It reminded me of the phrases also that we used to use, like Atli Batli Putli and all that. Like, I don't know, you remember Atli Batli Putli? Pencil bowl, pencil, teri shadi cancel. Which other one was there? Which one was there, bro? Aur kya tha? Fuck. Pencil bowl, pencil, atli batli putli. Dhabba tha, theek hai. June, re, what? Sky so high, you will marry in July. That was there. What else was there, bro? Yeah, bro, but these things were there. Such nice. God in the middle, full stop, cross. Ye sab tha, right? Remember? And then now adulthood, man, I think it's a Sunday, Monday, Shundy. If you know, you know. Unfortunately, you know. But yeah, such is life, man. What to do? I don't know, man. These are the things I think about, man. Mrs. Jackson, bahut suna hai gana. All Rise by Blue. Da na na da 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 da. Yo, dude. Your Honor, please. I don't know, will I get copy struck if like I'm singing the song? I don't know, I don't want that. Like I think right now I can get away with a lot of shit on YouTube. Like mere ko kaun hi copy strike karega. Like tu aadmi dekh ke bolega yaar tu kar yaar, matlab tu kar apna, tu jeele ja simran. Simran se yaad aaya bro, bahut sare simran hai yaar duniya mein. Thak gaya hu main. I'm sick. Okay, see, I have no say in this because my name is one of the most generic names. But Rahul, Simran, Nikhil, ye sab bro, bahut sun liya hai naam bro. Like, bahut sun liya. Abhi thak gaya hoon main. Like now I want unique names, bro. And like people these days have their kids name very like uniquely, like with R's, a lot of R's, like Ayan, Aha. Awaz, Akram, chill out man, just fucking name him like Nikunj, Nachiket, Nakul is the worst name. Nakul kaisa naam hai bro, come on man. I like unique names, man. I don't really have any friends with unique names apart from one friend, Kunik. We used to make fun of him, say Kunik is Kunal gone wrong. I met one guy who I introduced him to. He later on told me Kunik still doesn't know. Kunik will probably watch this and be like, hey, what the fuck bro. What the fuck. And this happened in like 2014. Yeah man, Kunik was a legend. Y'all have very little idea. But this soundproofing system has been a little enjoyable. I tried it out a couple of times. It's very uncomfortable because like there's a lot of shit going on here and I don't have a way to like, I use this desk to work also, so it's sometimes a little annoying. But is what it is. Such is life. Deal with it. So will I. Such is... Bro, aisa... How it used to be when we were kids, man. Like, we are so full of hopes and dreams. And like, now here we are. Where most of it is just like sailing it thoda. Like, I have college assignments. I have some professors who are like complete assholes, okay? Like, some are great, okay? But you obviously, you're gonna come across some professors that are horrible, right? Some professor will give like an assignment and say, oh, start it now and submit it tomorrow. Like, bolega ek din mein khatam karke de. Aur matlab 4000 word ka assignment rahega. And you'll just be like, come on, buddy. Don't do me like that. Don't do me dirty like that. Earlier, as kids, I think we would like complain, cry, bitch, and moan, and like try and like fight back and get justice. Now, an adulthood is just like, ठीक है यार, अभी क्या ही कर लेंगे, मतलब लाइक इज व्हाट इट इज. लाइक एंड इफ आई गेट असाइनमेंट्स नाउ दैट आर लाइक लास्ट मिनट, आई जस्ट कंप्लेन अबाउट इट अ फ्रेंड और टू एंड देन जस्ट गेट ऑन टू इट. अर्लियर आई वॉज द पर्सन हु वुड लाइक गो टू द प्रोफेसर एंड बी लाइक, सर दिस इज अनफेयर, यू आर ट्रीटिंग अस अनजस्ट इन एन अनजस्ट फैशन. हैव यू नॉट हर्ड ऑफ द इक्वल राइट्स एक्ट? यू हैव टू गिव स्टूडेंट्स ऑल्सो इक्वल राइट्स. ठीक है, जस्ट बिकॉज यू आर इन द पोजिशन ऑफ पावर डजंट मीन यू कम फक अस अप फॉर नो रीजन. ऐसे थोड़ी होता है, दिस इज नॉट हाउ इट वर्क्स. दुनिया ऐसे भी, ओके, आई डोंट थिंक पीपल रियलाइज लाइक देर आर अ लॉट ऑफ प्रेशर्स दैट वी आर गोइंग थ्रू एज ह्यूमन बींग्स. लाइक यू हैव वन, लाइक ओके, इफ यू आर सम वन हु इज गोइंग थ्रू अ क्राइसिस ऑफ रिलेशनशिप दैट इज देयर, देन योर फ्रेंड समटाइम्स आर एसहोल्स, योर इन योर इनसिक्योरिटीज, योर फैमिली शिट गोइंग ऑन, करियर शिट गोइंग ऑन. And this is all age groups, I think. Like, unless you're like 70, then you're just waiting for death. But apart from that, I think, dude, everyone's going through shit, man. Like, between the ages of, I think, 16, 15, 16 onwards, I think it starts, bro. At least till you're like 40. You're worrying about your career. You're worrying about, like, friends not being your real friends. Someone's bullying you. Someone is treating you badly. Your girlfriend cheated on you. Bro, look, man. I love women. You all know that. I love them. Fantastic breed. Firstly, I don't want to talk about them like that. It's just jokes. But what I mean is, I love women, right? But some of them are fucking confusing, bro. Like, I'll come across people who are so fucking bizarre, and then some of them are so fucking generic. Have you ever been in a relationship where, like, you're confused as to what the fuck y'all are doing, but you're just there, and, like, I don't know how many guys are have been in this situation. I have, definitely, like, once or twice, where, like, it's just going on. Like, you're just a part of her life. तू अपना कुछ कर ही नहीं रहा है. यू आर अ कैरेक्टर इन हर लाइफ, और तेरा लाइफ हॉल्ट पे आ गया, समझ रहा है? आई डोंट नो इफ यू रेजोनेट विद दिस, बट इफ यू डू, आई एम सॉरी फॉर यू मैन. आई हैव बीन थ्रू दैट एज वेल. आई एम हियर टू टेल यू इट विल गेट बेटर होपफुली. बट व्हाट आई मीन इज ऑल्सो, आई थिंक वी हैव स्टार्टेड टू गिव वे टू मच क्रेडिट लाइक टू पीपल फॉर नो रीजन. आई थिंक आई एम ऑल फॉर सपोर्टिंग पीपल and you saying you go girl, but this you go girl nonsense has to stop somewhere. Somewhere the girl shouldn't go. Like, somewhere she should take a back seat and think, am I doing something correct? Like, okay, wear whatever you want, do whatever, all these things, right? Like, fucking all that is to there. That's no shit. It's a no-brainer, right? But sometimes you should maybe think about it. Like, maybe, just maybe, take a back step, back seat, and chill out. This is just how I feel. I don't know. Maybe you all don't feel this way. Maybe you all feel like, Karan, you're still an asshole. You're a misogynistic cunt. Dude, I went for a party, and there were a lot of people there. And most of those people are from my college. Okay, by the way, if you all know, I made a podcast on gender and sexuality and nuances. And turns out many an individual didn't like that. I actually enjoyed it, man. That was my most disliked video. I've never gotten dislikes on my video because right now it's just friends and family watching and there's great support, right? Nobody wants to dislike my video, at least. They'll tell me if, Karan, this is not the best video or whatever, whatever. But nobody dislikes it. There were a bunch of people from my college who got together and disliked my video. Because they are in support of a lot of what is taught in that class and I am not. Now see, I don't think that teacher is a bad teacher. I just think that I disagree with her on a lot of things and I respectfully disagree. I don't think she's stupid. I think she's a very smart lady. But I think at the same time, a lot of what I think is very different from what she thinks, right? Turns out a lot of my class kids do not enjoy that fucking 20-year-old pieces of shit, privileged bastards, fucking losers, get a life. Most of them are fucking nothing going on, I guess. That's why they have to. how sad is your life that you have to get on my video and dislike it? Your life is going depressing if you're getting on my podcast and disliking it. Like, there is so much that is there to do in life, and you're disliking my videos. I'm sure if you dislike them in real life, I understand. But you know what's funny? None of them would talk to me about this. This is what I have a fucking problem with. This is what I hate. People will disagree with you on the internet. People will like dislike your videos and people will be trashy towards you. But when you're in front of them, nobody's gonna say jack shit. Like, I had to actively go on these. I met these people after like months, okay? Like after a year and a half probably of college being shut down, right? None of them would have a conversation with me about this. I tried my level best to go and ask them, okay, what do you dislike? Some of them went on and on about their problems in life. But nobody, I was like, I didn't say you don't have problems. They said, Karan, you think patriarchy is not real? I was like, I didn't say it's not real. I didn't say that. I didn't say there are no problems in people's lives. I didn't say that women aren't facing shit. What bullshit is that? Like, I've not said a single thing. Like, none of what I have said is, like, what they had a problem with. They thought that I think what women are not as, like, good as men, whatever. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking, or patriarchy isn't real. Or, like, I just said science and patriarchy are the same. What the fuck, man? That's so insulting to a lot of... So many women have done so many great things in science. And you're just... I don't know, man. You're just, like, humiliating people if you just say that blatantly and blurt out that statement and keep repeating what you read in a fucking feminist propaganda magazine or a book and come and plow down that shit on people's lives because you don't have anything fucking going on in your life. Maybe guess what, buddy? You need to get a fucking life. You need to fucking do lit shit in life. You know what you're doing right now? Absolutely fucking nothing. Even I'm doing jack shit. I'm not doing anything in life that is worthwhile. I can assure you 90% of what I'm doing is not worthwhile. But I don't sit and complain. I don't sit and say that it's other people's fault that I am not somewhere where I want to be. If you do that, right, you're just going to be a loser for the rest of your fucking life. So get your fucking life together. Okay? If you're unhappy with, if you think that patriarchy has set body standard goals and shit like that, shut up. Go to the gym, workout, feel sexy about yourself, and then tell me it's patriarchy. No, that is human biology and evolution that makes you attracted to a sexier person. So shut up. It's how it is. There is a fucking reason Hrithik Roshan is in Bollywood and I am not. Nobody's gonna come to see a rom-com where I am taking my t-shirt off. Because guess what? Nobody's gonna fucking... No, who is going... It's not... Is this how it is? Like, Chris Hemsworth... If you have Chris Hemsworth for a rom-com and you have me for a rom-com, who are you going to choose? Be very, very rational. Unless the movie is revolving around somebody who is of my psyche, my physique and all. And that is... It's a niche market. Then that's different. But 99.99999% of the times, everybody's going to choose Chris Hemsworth. Guess why? Not because Chris Hemsworth is some darling or something, which he is, by the way, seems like a very great guy, but he is fucking very fucking good looking. That's just how it is, bro. Such is life. Get a fucking hold of your life and do something else. If you don't enjoy, if you think everything is patriarchy, shut up. Get it together, man. Just get it together. Stop hating on people because you don't have love. I don't know, man. Just seemed like a rant again, but is what it is. What else is going on, man? How are you? How is everything at home? I hope everyone you love is safe. Deepavali ki chuttiyan aa rahi hai, my love. Meri to chalu ho gaye. Firstly, I've been saying my love a lot, and there was one person who came up to me and said, Karan, I am not your love. Bahut bura laga bhai, dil se. Ekdam bura laga. Bhai achcha nahi laga bhai. But yeah, man. Diwali vacations are on. I will go meet my grandparents. I will go meet my bua. Bro, what is the male version of bua called, man? Okay, see, in Gujarati, kaka kaki means your dad's brother and his wife, right? In I think in other languages, it's like chacha chachi, whatever. In Gujarati, Fai and Fua means dad's sister and her husband. Fai is his sister and Fua is her husband. Bua is dad's sister in other languages. I don't know, Hindi, let's say Hindi, whatever, right? What is the male counterpart of Bua? Because it just sounded stupid. Mere dimag mein boo aata hai. Do you get what I mean? Boo. Bua, I'm gonna meet my Bua and boo. Yeah, man. I'm gonna meet my Bua and boo. I will go meet my grandparents. I'll go meet my mom's side of the family. And I'm gonna have a good time. And I hope y'all have a great time as well. Sleepy, bro. I've been trying to... This, yet again, is decaffeinated coffee, my love. Again, my love. Bro, I'm so sorry. For a couple of months, I'm going to say my love, and you all have to just deal with it. Decaffeinated coffee. Only 30% caffeine. Also, I've been having a lot of acidity, bro. So, I've been trying to, like... I know these are very uncle problems, and a lot of you people who are younger are going to say, Karan, you're a fucking uncle. But, yeah, man, I'm turning into one. I think I'm turning into one. But what else is going on with you, bro? I'm very, very happy that people these days are finding their groove in life. I see a lot of my friends do things that they have wished to do. They're doing some unique stuff in their life, and it makes me very happy. Again, bro. Oh man, this is so disrespectful to yawn towards an audience of 50-60 people watching my podcast. That is very disrespectful. I apologize for that. I will ensure I don't do that. Next time I'll like shoot heroin up my veins and sit. But yeah, man. Things have been going. I recently figured this out, man. Every girl loves Bollywood, man. Every girl thinks Bollywood is a jam. Like, haven't you come across these women who'll say, these girls who'll say, Bollywood is my jam. It is so my jam. Nobody thrives on Bollywood as much as I do. I thrive on Bollywood. It is my jam. Yeah, guess what? Guess what, my love? It is everybody's jam. Who doesn't like BD Jalaile? Who the fuck doesn't like Kajrare Kajrare? Come on, man. Come on. Who doesn't like Subah Hone Na? They don't let it get to morning. Woo! Damn, son. Damn. Make some noise for the Desi boys. Call me Yucky. Call me Rocco and Hunter. Bro, as a Rocco Hunter partnership, bro, life. If anyone wants to... Okay, see, I think I'm Rocco, okay? Because... I think like I would go through financial problems in life. Even Hunter does, but I think I'd go through them before Hunter. If anyone wants to apply for the position of Hunter, please let me know. And also, I find Chitrangda Singh very, very hot. Way hotter than anybody I have ever seen in my life. She's got that, I don't know, man. Like, it's just something about her, bro. It's just something about her. I don't know. That, okay. If you ever wonder what's my type, that is my type. I mean, no shit, she's hot in general by any standard, right? But specifically, I don't know, it's that like milk chocolatey skin tone, a little lighter than that, maybe a little darker than that also. It's like that's my, it's almost like you want to bite. This I'm fucking shady, bro. It's almost like you want to bite. You want to bite her hand. Dude, I've found myself wanting to bite people's forearms because they're that gorgeous or their skin tone is that sexy that you almost feel like you want to bite them. I don't know, this sounds stupid, man. Maybe I'm talking crap at this point, but I hope you get what I mean. But yeah, all these ladies who'll say Bollywood is my jam. I just thrive on Bollywood. I just thrive on it. And just like one song in their playlist, Badri Ki Dulaniya, and like a couple of those other shitty jams. I mean, they're not shitty, but it's generic. Like, real, if you really thrive on Bollywood, like, extremely, you're gonna enact Ganpat Chal Darula with me. You're gonna enact the entire scene. Hey, jada soda kam thoda, pani mila. Like, I'd be like, hey, jada soda kam thoda, pani mila. And my friend will be like, hey, Ganpat, Ganpat. And then you would be like, Ganpat, can't bath. And then three of us would get together and be like, in the Mumbai, all over India, we are the Bhai, we are the Bhai. Come on, everybody. If you are really a fan, you are also going to dance to Lippy Stick. Like if you, okay, I know it's not Bollywood, but it's like, okay, it's like one line. You cross that line and boom, you're in a different realm of the universe altogether. You're in a realm that doesn't involve any shame. Okay, I am telling you, I've done this. Shout out to Chandan, okay, by the way. Shout out. Seriously, like, RIP Chandan. Chandan is demolished, guys, and I'm very, very upset. I know it happened a while ago and people shed many a tear in that. And I never, I wasn't outward about that. But bahut bura laga, bro, jab Chandan demolish ho gaya tha. I have cut school in the 11th standard and gone to watch Kick with one of my best friends in school. And both of us were in our uniforms. And school and theaters weren't allowed to give... Okay, there is a rule. Theaters aren't allowed to give... they aren't allowed to sell tickets to kids in uniform because they could most likely be cutting school, right? Like, at least in the span of, I think, 9 to 4 or some shit like that. And we went at 12:30. And my school was at 12:30. We cut school. And, like, we bunked it and we went to watch Kick in Chandan. And when Jumme Ki Raat came... This was, I think, one of the first day, right? So we, God alone knows, okay, Chandan is one of the most famous theaters for Salman shows. Like, when you're Wanted and all, Ready, Wanted, Cake and all these used to come out, no, Bajrangi Bhaijaan, to matlab, log bahar se dekh rahe the. They were asking their friends to, like, video call them and watch the movie. It was like that. Like, that is the... Chandan is a legendary theater. Like, if y'all don't know what Chandan is, it is a single screen theater. Was. R.I.P. Single screen theater that was right next to PVR Jhu. And I can guarantee you that Chandan is way more lit for any movie, which is a Salman movie, than any other theater on planet Earth. If you're a true Salman Khan fan, you have to go to Chandan once. Not have to, now you cannot. Fuck, I keep forgetting it. Shut down, man. You would have, or you should have at least gone once to Chandan to watch a show, to watch a Salman show. My friend and I have gone, and Kick mein last mein Jumme Ki Raat bachta hai. And both of us got so lit, and there was such a euphoric feeling, and so many endorphins flowing, and so many chemicals flowing in our body, and like it was almost like someone shot coke up our veins. Like it was like that. And everybody's gone to the front. Like there are like at least 100 men run up to the front of this, like right ahead of the screen, like right in front of the screen. All of them started dancing. Some are in their banyans with their shirt off, like swinging their shirts around. And you know what? Guess what? My friend and I looked at each other. We're like, let's do it, bro. Let's fucking do it. Let's do it. And we both took our shirts off and we started like fucking, and this is real. I think I have a video. I really, really think I do. And I hope I find it. If I do, I'll just randomly upload it somehow, somewhere. But yeah, that was the case with Chandan and I really miss it, man. But on that note, I'm gonna peace out. I know this has been a little mellow, but I've been off the groove, man. There's a lot of shit going on in my mind. I'm feeling a little like I'm not doing enough in life, and I'll talk about all this the next time, but I really appreciate you sitting through all of these things, man. I think I can provide with some moments of joy every now and then, and if that happens for you, then that's all that matters to me, is to make some of y'all happy. And if that is the case, then nothing like it. And I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for being here. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.